Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative for District 78, Republican incumbent Jared Klein. First, can you introduce yourself, your work, what you do to volunteer, and maybe some of your hobbies?
My name's Jared Klein, State Representative for this area, and I've been doing that now for 10 years. It's truly an honor and a privilege to represent and be a voice for Southeast Iowa. I have a very active family life. We have five young children, and other than the last recent months, there's lots of activities, sports, and things like that going on. But with the current state of everything, a lot of the younger kids' stuff has been canceled. But we stay very busy at home on our farm and raising cattle and hogs and grain, and we've got busy with 4-H projects. The girls have their horses and enjoy doing a lot of riding with them, and we just really enjoy spending time with our family and doing that sort of stuff. We're active in the church. We do multiple other things in the community. My wife is very busy with a number of those sort of activities as well, so we stay going 100% all the time.
And why have you decided to run for re-election?
Well, there's a couple reasons. I mean, ultimately, one of the big ones is I enjoy helping people. I enjoy serving my district. When somebody brings a problem, being able to work with others to solve that problem is a very fulfilling thing to me, and I really enjoy it and want to continue helping folks in this area solve problems and make sure government is lined up with their values. The other big reason is there's work yet to be done. I've started several things that I need to see come to fruition. And then, of course, this last session got abruptly ended. There were a lot of things still left in the air, so I want to get back and get those things finished up, especially with my work as public safety chair.
Moving right into my next question, are there certain projects then or initiatives that you'd like to focus on if reelected?
Well, there are several things. A lot of stuff we started and we haven't gotten finished. Public safety is probably one of my top ones. And last year, we were really focused on cybersecurity. So we created a cybercrime division within Department of Public Safety, added funding there, boosted employees there to be watching what's going on and reporting and making sure we're going after things like human trafficking. We made a major step there. We put some new initiatives in for hotel and motel training of their employees to identify when those trafficking situations are happening, because it's a horrible thing that we need to continue to address. We're going to be talking more about how do you handle it when cities or government agencies are essentially being blackmailed with their internet data. Crooks out there steal the stuff and then hold them ransom for a lot of money from cities and counties. We need to be looking at how we're going to address that going forward. We need to support our law enforcement. We're going to be looking at other things that deal with added crimes for violence, especially violent looting and protesting. I absolutely support and think there's a great place for peaceful protests, but we can't be tolerating the violence. That'll be a continued push out of the Public Safety Committee. We're going to continue working on EMS. Last year, the House passed, but the Senate didn't take it up, creating EMS as an essential service, which I think is especially critical for this area right now. We're going to be looking at making sure, I mean, as far as other priorities go, of course, I want to make sure agriculture is protected, that farmers aren't being overly taxed and overly regulated. I want to make sure that we have a thriving workforce. That's a big thing we need to be talking more about. I'd be happy to go into further detail on that if you want, but we need a workforce out there. We've got more jobs than we have people. We've got to get that addressed. So that'd be another thing to be working on. Then, of course, just ultimately responsible budgeting. Treat it like you do your family budget. Don't spend more than you bring in. Invest wisely and save for a rainy day. And that's exactly what we've done. We've balanced our budgets. We have our reserves full and we have a surplus. Also, that when we come back to address things that are related to the current pandemic, we have the ability to do that.
And in closing, is there anything that you would like to say to voters ahead of Election Day?
Only that it's really been a privilege, and I'm asking for their continued support and continued contact, and I look forward to continuing to serve the great people of Washington and Keokuk County.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with State Representative of District 78, Republican incumbent Jared Klein. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. Democratic challenger Kimberly Davis's interview can be found at kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.